The cost for each person, camper and parent, is $100. Transportation to and from Cincinnati, though, is not included. Funding for the Yoda Junior USA 2025 camp is provided by a grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC. For additional information, please visit youthontheair.org. The 76th International DX Convention was held in Visalia, California from April 11 through the 13th. A major focus of this year's conference was the future of de-expeditions. A full day of informative presentations was focused on the Next Generation DXing program. ARRL was there to engage with members and document the sessions on video. First of many Next Gen DX presentations is available now on the ARRL HQ YouTube channel. The playlist will be built out in the coming days with the rest of the material. Even if you never plan to go on a de-expedition, the information in these sessions will give you a deep dive insight into what goes on into making one of these far-flung activities and activations happen. Panelists hope that some may even be inspired to enter the world of operating from rare entities. 2024 CAS Award winners have been announced. These honor DXers who work the greatest number of different stations during a de-expedition. The Single Operator CAS Award winner is Jan Hoots Wegersen, SP9-FIH, for working 15,396 unique stations during his 14-day, one-man A52P de-expedition to Bhutan. The PX0FF team has won the 2024 Unlimited CAS Awards for working 34,336 unique stations during their 28-day operation from Fernanda de Noronha, a Brazilian archipelago in the South Pacific. The CAS Awards presented annually are sponsored by the Club Log DX Lab and the Northern California DX Club. These awards honor the wisdom and spirit of QH Cassidy, WA6AUD Silent Key, who coined the expression, DX is. A couple of silent keys to report to you this week. Paul Tad Cook, K7RA, passed away on April 13, 2025. For 36 years, Cook wrote the weekly W1AW propagation forecast bulletin and the K7RA solar update for the ARRL letter.